FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. We discussed domestic violence in the programme yesterday, particularly the new domestic violence bill, but as an issue, it's a very serious one. And our discussion has prompted us to look this morning at what we can do and should and could do in the event that we witness or suspect an incident of relationship-based abuse. As relatives, friends, neighbours, bystanders and witnesses, we're being called on collectively to take a stand against domestic violence. That's according to COSC, COSC, an umbrella organisation representing those who support victims. One of its members is Rape Crisis Midwest, Miriam Duffy is with Rape Crisis, and she joins me now on the line. Good morning to you, Miriam.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. Can I just, before we get into the, what we should do or what we could do, a part of this, how important is it as members of the public who may be concerned about or may see incidents that we actually do speak out? Because I think a lot of people might have a reluctance to do so. They might be afraid as to what might happen then.
Exactly. And, you know, probably with good reason, because I suppose it, as a society, we are probably aware that there is a huge amount of domestic violence, relationship abuse going on. But we victims that are in abusive relationships, generally, they almost always invariably feel helpless in this relationship. So it's not surprising that, you know, family members, general public, when they are aware it's happening, that they're equally as helpless, because you cannot ever just ride in on a white horse and sort everything, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, for something in somebody in an abusive relationship, for that to change for them, they need to be the one that's supported to make the changes.
Indeed.
You know, there's a lot that can be done to support around them, this domestic violence bill, you know, and all right, you'd like to think that they'll do it quickly. I'd rather they take their time with it and get it right, you know.
You want to wait in and fix everything right now, but you need to be to be careful on these things. We know it's an issue in society. What we're probably going to struggle a little bit more with is to identify who in our community, who potentially in our family, is a victim of domestic violence.
Very much so, very much so. Because, you know, domestic violence doesn't happen overnight. People are not stupid. You don't begin a relationship with an abuser kind of thinking, oh, this is going to be great, you know, I'm going to take all this stuff on the chin. It happens gradually, and sometimes the victim, it happens so gradually that the victim themselves doesn't even realise it's happening till they're in the place where they're totally powerless, totally controlled, you know?
Yeah.
And you're dealing with humans and human emotions, and each and every one of us are different. So, you know, if you have a close friend or a family member and you see something in that relationship that you might not be happy with, you know?
Red flag.
A red flag. You know, if you kind of wade in and say, oi, this is wrong, you're probably going to get a very defensive attitude from whoever you're talking to. So it is a kind of, if you see something that you're not happy with somebody, talk to them gently about it, you know, and see where they're, try and gauge where they're coming from. And again, you know, in an abusive relationship, you may see something that would set up a red flag for you, but it might be the only wrong thing going on in that relationship to another. You'd be saying to yourself, well, I wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah.
You know, everything else in the relationship might be fine. So you need to talk to each, you know, if the flags go up for you, talk to the person themselves, you know, and see what it is you can do to help them, if anything.
There's been a very powerful campaign, the What Would You Do campaign, and the very useful website, whatwouldyoudo.ie, which is very good step-by-step advice. And kind of summing up what you said, they talk about expressing concern if you've witnessed abuse, support but don't advise, and they talk about the victim being best placed to assess the danger for themselves. It's that, trying to sum up those, or that those points, I guess, sum up the approach that we're talking about this morning. You're there as moral support, But there's, you have to work with the victim as opposed to trying wading in.
Exactly. And you know, when you're talking to somebody that is in an abusive relationship, you just really need to be so careful, because as I say, if you take the tack with them that you're kind of instructing them or advising them seriously to go down a particular route, you very often will meet a roadblock with them, because they don't have the capacity to do that yet themselves, even though it may be very clear to you what it is they need to do.
At what point should you go ringing authorities, Gardaí, that sort of stuff?
If you become aware that somebody is in serious physical danger, there's no question of my mind, you know, pick up the phone and do something at that stage. Like if you're at home or out in the street or in a restaurant and you see somebody about to be physically attacked, you know, stop that. You know, obviously try not to get yourself identified as the one that has made the phone call. But, you know, and then you can follow up with the victim at a later stage yourself and just kind of say, look, I heard there was a bit of a ruckus, you know, what happened? Is there anything you need? Or, you know, and just, but I mean, realistically, and of course, if you are in a position to note that there are children at risk in a relationship.
Yeah,
they're kind of the two things.
If there's risk, if there's danger, if there's take appropriate action.
Immediate risk or danger, yeah.
But there are other services as well, and perhaps those are ones which could be getting involved much sooner, the likes of Clarehaven, for example.
Exactly. I mean, you have a wonderful service out there in Clarehaven. Their website is clarehaven.ie. And, you know, it's what they will always offer people that are victims of domestic violence, or even people that have concerns that somebody might be a victim. Clarehaven will always talk to you about it and tease out your concerns with you. And certainly if somebody is a victim, it's not a case of, like, you know, that a victim that makes contact with Clarehaven is going to automatically trigger a whole load of stuff. Clarehaven will move at that person's pace with them, you know?
And you have people who have the experience, the expertise, the training, the know-it-all to act appropriately, given depending on the situation, of course.
Exactly. And they will also be aware of the options that are open to somebody. Whereas, you know, somebody that isn't actually working in this sector might kind of see this is the route you go. Somebody that's familiar with it and acknowledging that no one person will experience it in the same way will be have more capacity to kind of explain what options might be going on and how best people can be supported throughout this.
Indeed. We're talking, of course, focusing on people who may witness or be aware of domestic violence. For people, finally, Miriam, who themselves could be victims of domestic violence, obviously the plea is to reach out and seek help this morning. And, you know, that's a step that they can certainly make.
Certainly, yeah, as I say. And as I say, Clarehaven have a 24-hour helpline, which is 065-6822-435. And, you know, there will be somebody on the end of the phone, even if somebody just wants to talk and tease out what's going on for them.
Miriam, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Not at all. You're very welcome, Gavin.
No problem. All the best. Miriam Duffy there is a Rape Crisis Midwest. Clarehaven's 24-hour confidential helpline is 6822435. And the website that I referenced there, very useful information on it, whatwouldyoudo.ie.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.